Hi, everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Celine.
So, yesterday, Celine and I started talking about a man named Dan Short, who owns a business called Phantom Works.
That's right. It's the largest automotive restoration shop in the U.S.
And it even has its own TV show about it, which is also called Phantom Works.
Mm-hmm. I don't think there's anyone that loves cars more than Dan Short, especially when he gets to work on really old cars.
Right, I agree. And in fact, we saw that he had a huge project to work on, a Chevrolet Corvette from 1963 that hadn't been driven in 27 years.
I wonder if they ever got it working.
Well, we're going to find out in today's article.
That's perfect. I can't wait to find out.
Let's get started then.
Reading. Phantom Works. James, the owner of the 1963 Corvette, arrives at Phantom Works to talk with Short about the project. Short asks James if he's serious about bringing the car out of its coma after being parked for so long. James confirms this and is willing to pay about $50,000 to achieve that. James informs Short he has a special request for the car, though. His Corvette is a convertible. However, he also wants a split back window, which can be seen in another popular Corvette model. James also wants the car completed within 2 months. That's because he'll be married soon, and he wants to drive his future wife away from the wedding in this Corvette. Short can't believe how much work he'll have to do to get the car ready in time. The only way for the car to be finished on time, Short says, is if everything goes smoothly. To see if he and his crew can somehow finish the car in time for James's wedding, tune in to Phantom Works on Discovery.
All right, today's article begins by saying, James, the owner of the 1963 Corvette, arrives at Phantom Works to talk with Short about the project. Now we see the phrase arrive at here, which means to get to the place you are going. For example, we could say, the plane should arrive at the airport at 11 p.m.
那我们看到 James, 也就是这个1963年出产的 Corvette 的主人呢，来到了 Phantom Works, 和 Short 讨论这项工程哦。Arrive at 就是抵达的意思。Okay, I can imagine that Short isn't too happy about this difficult project.
Well, I think he likes things like this, so I don't think he's unhappy. But maybe he's not sure about other things like price and time. In fact, the article says, Short asks James if he's serious about bringing the car out of its coma after being parked for so long. Now, this is an interesting sentence. It says, bringing the car out of its coma. What does Short mean by that, Celine?
Okay, coma 呢其实是一个医学上会使用的名词，表示一种昏迷的状态哦。We would say somebody is in a coma, 意思就是说某人正在昏迷的状态中哦。
So this is kind of like we saw in the first article. The car isn't really in a coma, but it hasn't been awake or used for a long time.
That's the idea. Short 就问 James 是不是认真的想要在停放这么久以后把这台车从昏迷中救回来哦。So what does James, the owner, say?
Well, the article says, James confirms this and is willing to pay about $50,000 to achieve that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we saw the verb confirm here, which is spelled C-O-N-F-I-R-M, confirm, and it means to tell someone that a situation is definite or official. For example, the secretary confirmed your meeting with the boss for tomorrow morning.
OK, 所以 James 就确认了这件事情，而且愿意付出美金50,000元来达成哦。Confirm 这个动词的意思呢，就是确认，那后面常加一个省略 that 的名词子句或者是名词哦。
So he's got plenty of money to do it. Unfortunately, he's not finished with his request. The article then says, James informs Short he has a special request for the car, though. Now, here we see the verb inform, which is spelled I-N-F-O-R-M, inform, which means to officially tell someone something or to give them information. For example, I'd like to inform you that we'll have a day off tomorrow because of the typhoon. Stay safe, everyone.
哇，钱有了，但是这个任务没有比较简单哦。James 告知 Short 他对车子有个这个特别的需求。Inform 这个动词的意思呢，就是告知，加上 ation 呢，就成为了名词 information 资讯的意思啦。
Okay, so what was this special request exactly? The article says his Corvette is a convertible. However, he also wants a split back window, which can be seen in another popular Corvette model. Okay, now this sentence is hard even for me. We see this word convertible.Can you help me teach this word?
Yeah, of course. Convertible 呢，就是我们先来看看这个它变成 convertible 以前的字。这个动词 convert, C-O-N-V-E-R-T, 它是变换的意思哦。Convertible 变成形容词就是可变换的。但这里呢，是一个名词 a convertible。讲到这个车子的时候呢 ，convertible 就是敞篷车的意思啦。
But what about a split back window? What is that?
Oh, split back window. I actually Google image searched this one because I had no idea what it's like. Okay, back window 是后车窗 ,split 是分开的意思。所以简单来说呢，就是后车窗啊，隔成了两个窗。
Now I'll tell you a little secret. I actually had to Google image search that too. I didn't know what it was. All right, so it's like there's two windows of in the back of the car, not one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I guess that means he wants the window more than the convertible. But that sounds like a lot of work, especially for such an old car.
Yeah, I think you're right. It doesn't sound easy.Hopefully, he doesn't need it too soon.
Well, the article tells us just how much time James has for the job. It says, James also wants the car completed within 2 months. Now, the preposition within is spelled W-I-T-H-I-N, within, and it means before a certain amount of time has passed.Let's use it in an example sentence. Once you hand in your application, we should be able to process it within 1 week.
But is it possible within 2 months?
I don't know.
Okay, within 呢就是在什么什么以内，就是像文章里放时间呢，就是 within a certain period of time, 或者是长度啊、区域等等都可以。Within 5 miles or maybe within Taiwan.这个 James 呢要求的真的挺多的、哦、他说他想要车子在2个月内完工啊。
Alright, well there's a reason he needs it so soon. The article says, that's because he'll be married soon, and he wants to drive his future wife away from the wedding in this Corvette.
This is really nice.、
Mm-hmm.
这句话呢他就说出他的原因啦。因为他很快要结婚了，他想要开着这台 Corvette 载着他未来的老婆呢从婚礼上离开。那大家知不知道啊、哦、这个 欧美的婚礼好像常常最后都是这个新郎载着新娘直接回家，然后大家在背后欢送他们。哦，大概就是这样的感觉吧。
Okay, so if he's doing this for his wife, I bet his wife must love Corvettes too.
Mm-hmm.
But Short isn't thinking about James's wedding. The article says, Short can't believe how much work he'll have to do to get the car ready in time.
Okay, this reason is not romantic to him.
No.
In time 呢，就是及时的意思哦。Short 不敢相信他要做多少工才能让这台车及时完成。Yeah, I don't get it. James is not very thoughtful, isn't he?
Well, not for Short, maybe for his wife. Okay, so at least Short is thinking positively about the situation. The article says, the only way for the car to be finished on time, Short says, is if everything goes smoothly.
Okay, on time 的意思呢跟刚刚的 in time 不一样哦，在某个时间点内完成呢就是 in time, 但如果要表示这个准时呢就要用 on time, 所以 short 说要让车准时完成，那唯一的方法呢就是让一切顺顺利利啦。
Okay, so now we know the difference between in time and on time. So let's look at the adverb smoothly. It's spelled S-M-O-O-T-H-L-Y, smoothly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when something goes smoothly, it means no problems or nothing bad happened to ruin it.
Mm.
For example, we could say, if everything goes smoothly,The drive to the beach should only take 2 hours.
Okay, 我们现在看到这个副词 smoothly, 这个字呢一看就知道是从形容词 smooth 来的。Smooth 呢就是滑顺啊，然后那个平滑的意思，所以我们也可以说 your skin is very smooth. 对，那所以呢 smoothly 呢就可以表示呢事情进行的这个顺顺利利，很平顺的意思啦。
Okay, well, we've come to the last line of today's article, which says, to see if he and his crew can somehow finish the car in time for James's wedding, tune in to Phantom Works on Discovery. Now, we see the adverb somehow here. Somehow is spelled S-O-M-E-H-O-W, somehow, That's one word, not two words. And it means in some way, although you don't know how.
Mm-hmm.
For example, we have to get the door open somehow. Are you sure you lost your keys?
Somehow 呢，其实就是用某种方法哦，但是也不知道怎么做到的。所以呢，文章最后呢，就说啊，想知道 Short 和他的团队有没有为 James 的婚礼及时搞定这台车，那就锁定 Discovery 的 Phantom Works 吧。
Alright, so after all this, all the 2 days, we don't even know if they finished the car.
I guess we'll just have to watch the show then.
Mm-hmm.
Before you do that, stay tuned for today's For You Chat.
Okay.
For You Chat.
All right, everybody, we're back with our For You Chat for today.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got an interesting question here. I think boys and girls will both...know how to answer this question.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so the question is, what would your perfect wedding be like?
It's a tough question for me.
Okay.
I guess my perfect wedding would be very simple, not mm-hmm. complicated, because most of traditional Taiwan weddings are mm-hmm. very complicated、
Whoa.
With a lot of rituals.
Okay, a lot of... I know the women wear a lot of different dresses.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And before that,
there's a lot
even
of stuff
more
to do.
Thing. Yeah.
Oh.
You should attend one.
I've attended a few, and I know that they have a lot of cookies.
Oh, yeah?
And there's a lot of food to eat at the meal. There's like 12 different... courses
yeah, about
in the meal, and then there's a lot of dresses and lots of photos, and sometimes they have KTV.
Wow.
It's not very similar to what weddings are like at home.
So what's a wedding like?
Well, weddings are very, they're often in churches, and people come and they watch a ceremony, and it's very beautiful, and the bride wears a white dress, and then they have a big party after with lots of dancing and some good food. But that's not my perfect wedding. My perfect wedding would be something simple, outdoors,
mm-hmm.
maybe with like a picnic, just a few people, maybe there'd be a tent in case it rained. It rains a lot in Canada, so. But just a few friends and family and nothing too exciting.
Okay.
Yeah.
So your ideal location would be Canada, your home.
If I met someone in Taiwan, I would get married in Taiwan and Canada, probably. But because I'm from there, mm-hmm. if I don't get married in Canada, it's not recognized. It's not legal in Canada. Yeah.
Okay.
So it has to be done there if I want it to be recognized by the government.
Yeah, because a lot of people nowadays, like island weddings
mm-hmm.
or wedding places like Nepal.
Well, those are... I've never heard of anyone doing that. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. I suppose with the mountains in the background, it'd be very nice. All right. Well, what about you guys? What is your perfect wedding? Imagine what it would be like and talk about it with your friends and your classmates.
Yes.
And that's all the time we have for today. So for now, this is English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Celine.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Phantom Works. James, the owner of the 1963 Corvette, arrives at Phantom Works to talk with Short about the project. Short asks James if he's serious about bringing the car out of its coma after being parked for so long. James confirms this and is willing to pay about $50,000 to achieve that. James informs Short he has a special request for the car, though. His Corvette is a convertible. However, he also wants a split back window, which can be seen in another popular Corvette model. James also wants the car completed within 2 months. That's because he'll be married soon, and he wants to drive his future wife away from the wedding in this Corvette. Short can't believe how much work he'll have to do to get the car ready in time. The only way for the car to be finished on time, Short says, is if everything goes smoothly. To see if he and his crew can somehow finish the car in time for James's wedding, tune in to Phantom Works on Discovery.
Vocabulary Review.
Confirm. Aaron always uses a dictionary to confirm that he spelled words correctly. Inform. The news on television informs us of world events. Within. People are not allowed to carry dangerous items within school buildings. Smoothly. The speech didn't go smoothly because the speaker kept forgetting what to say. Somehow. Jason broke his foot early in the game, yet somehow he played until the end.